Good afternoon, the Exotics Vet. This is Carrie speaking.
Hi, Carrie. Speaking to Leah. I phoned you earlier this morning in regards to cockatiels. Maybe I spoke to you. Maybe I didn't.
Was it a self-traumatizing cockatiel in a Quaker?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, yes, yes. Sorry, I've had plenty of phone calls, but I remembered your voice. So.
Oh, amazing. The terrible South African expat, South African.
Oh, no. No, that's fine. So did we... We didn't make a time, did we? You were going to discuss it with your husband and then get back.
Yeah. So, oh my gosh, this is a long stretch. Do you have anything available on Friday morning? This Friday morning?
No, unfortunately I don't. Yeah, we're pretty booked up for the rest of this week. Having a look here. Because you're wanting to bring both of them in together, aren't you?
Yeah, true.
Yeah. Unfortunately, Monday afternoon. Just with the case with your cockatiel, it's probably best that you see Dr. Brock, and he doesn't work Mondays. So, I'd be telling you to see Dr. Brock for definitely the cockatiel, for the issues that are going on. So, yeah, unfortunately, he's on Tuesday, but he is booked up on Tuesday, unfortunately. But I could do a Wednesday morning if you're available Wednesday.
I'm only available Friday and Monday.
Oh, dear. Okay. Let me have a look here.
A little bit of a, I know, it's just because, like I said, we're moving from, it's so hot out, I really want to get, you know, the bird in. It's really important to get her in ASAP.
Yeah, like if you're wanting just to see the cockatiel first, just to make sure that things go okay with her, Friday is booked up, unfortunately. And you're moving Friday. Let me look here. Like I could see the cockatiel on Saturday morning, but yeah, I just wouldn't have time to see both of them, unfortunately.
Yeah, it's going to be a hard one, hey? I didn't realize you guys are open on weekends. I don't know. It's a really hard one. Sorry, I'm just thinking. Liz, do I push it another week? Will she be okay?
Well, I can't say. Obviously, if she's had some wingtip injuries, it's better to be seen sooner rather than later. But obviously, if you're wanting them both to be seen, I just don't have the availability because we're down a vet, unfortunately.
Oh, I know. You did mention that. She is okay. Holy. Okay, so if anything, can I push it for next Saturday? Can I make it for next Saturday? I will monitor her. If she's not okay, if she's showing any signs of anything, then I will probably go to the emergency vet.
Yep, sure. So when you say next Saturday, you're talking about Saturday the 13th or this coming Saturday?
Correct. No, Saturday the 13th.
Okay, sure. Now, we didn't grab any details. We haven't seen you here before, did we?
No, this would be my first time.
Okay, let me just grab the details so I can make the appointment. What's your first name?
Leandy, L-E-A-N-D-I.
And your surname, Leandy?
Right, W-R-I-G-H-T.
And your email address?
The L-E-A-N?
Yep.
D-I?
Yep.
W-R?
Yep.
At gmail.com.
And is this your best contact number?
0413921057.
Excellent. And your address, Leandy?
I'm moving to 14 Surround Street in Dakabin.
S-U-R-R-O-U-N-D?
Surround, S-U-R-R-O-U-N-D, yes.
Yep. Dakabin, there we go. Okay. And the name of your cockatiel that we'll be seeing?
Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Angel.
And Angel is a female?
She is a female. She's been sexed. Yes, she is a white, pure white.
With red eyes, like albino, yes. Or yep.
Albino, yep.
And how old is she?
Oh my goodness. They said she could be around the 10 months, 11 months maybe.
Sure. Excellent. And the name of your Quaker?
Good question. We literally just got her or him, whatever it is. We don't have a name. I'm waiting for my son to name her, actually.
I'll pop it in the bird, and then we can always just change the name. And
we just got him or her, so I'm like, we're still choosing.
Yes, and are we a blue or a green Quaker?
It's a yellowish green, unique color, yet again. More yellow than anything else. like a yellow green.
And do we know approximately how old Bird is?
Oh my gosh, yet again, I have no idea. They're both kind of like rescue birds.
Sure. Do you think we're young? Like, do we think we're 6 months old?
Very
or
young, probably. Yeah. Probably about 7, I would say.
Yeah, not a problem. Okay, so would you be able to get here at 9 o'clock?
I should be, yes. On Saturday should look, yeah, that should be good.
Okay, so we've got some trauma to the wingtips.
What should I look for with this trauma to the wingtip?
If it starts to bleed, if we start picking at it, if it starts to ulcerate or anything like that, if we start dropping our wings or anything, that's all signs that we're in discomfort, or we start holding our wings outstretched a bit from the body, that can be signs of discomfort, and definitely be recommending getting you checked in sooner.
She seems okay. She's very chirpy. Well, this morning, obviously, she seems very chirpy. She's okay. She's extremely lovable, which is amazing. She hasn't been drooping her wings or anything. The thing that I do see, and maybe this is either stress or excitement, I don't know what it is, she does spread her wings and she lifts her tail, and then she bows her head down quite a bit.
Yep. So that's like a mating displaying stance by the sounds of it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay, cool. But yeah, that's all I could see. I haven't seen her picking, but I haven't had her long, so it's probably, I'll monitor a little bit more just to make sure that. But
definitely.
It is quite dried up already. So,
Would she have had has she got her wings trimmed at all?
She does, which I don't like it. Both of them have their wings trimmed. They do grow out though, don't they?
They do, yeah. So I was just wondering whether she's had a fall or anything that could have contributed to that trauma to the top of the wingtip there.
That's what people told me. They said so they had her in a really big cage. Mm-hmm. And she can't fly. She can't fly at all. So she's bitten her tail feathers off completely. It's gone. So they told me that she can't fly at all, and she's had a few falls which have caused a lot of the injuries. So I'm like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. So what I would recommend, if you're going to have her out, just have her out low to the ground and on soft flooring. Don't let her try and fly, because if she does fly and hurt herself, she could cause more damage to those wings there. But monitor her appetite. Make sure she's still bright and alert and happy and everything. If it starts bleeding or anything, I'll definitely recommend getting it in sooner.
Beautiful.
But, I've got you booked in at 9 o'clock on the 13th with both of them.
Thank you.
And I've just sent you a questionnaire as well to the email that you've just given me, just to give us a bit of insight about what you feed and the housing and everything like that.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Not a problem. Okay, then. Well, we'll see you then at 9 o'clock on Saturday the 13th.
Will do. Thank you so much.
Thank you, then.
Appreciate it.
Bye.
Thanks.
Thank you. Bye.